Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, today's scriptural lessons teach us that the sick and the maimed are not to be objects of scorn, but potential reservoirs of God's mercy for us. Saint Francis of Assisi, for instance, understood this. There is an anecdote about Saint Francis of Assisi and the leper. At one time in his life, he had a terrible fear for lepers. Then one day, when he was out for a walk, he heard the warning bell the lepers were required to ring in the Middle Ages. When a leper emerged from a clump of trees, St. Francis saw that he was horribly disfigured. Instead of giving in to his fears, Francis ran forward, embraced the leper, and kissed him. Francis' life was never the same after that episode. He had found a new relationship with God, a new sensitivity to others, and a new energy for his ministry. The gospel of the day presents Jesus who effects a healing for a leper. But in the process, Jesus undergoes the isolation and separation that was the lot of the lepers. Jesus is in the land of Galilee. A leper comes to him seeking for a cleansing. "If you wish, you can make me clean." Looking at the leper, Jesus knew and understood the immense agony and dread that a man had undergone. The ancient times had leprosy as one of the most feared diseases. The book of Leviticus required, that we heard in the first reading, that all those found unclean with leprosy shall dwelt apart, making his abode outside the camp. Jesus knew that to come to contact with a leper was to make oneself unclean. Jesus knew that to touch a leper was to also share in the affliction and misery. Yet, the Lord, who is the one who cleanses and the one who refines, desires to touch the leper and bring about a healing. Jesus stretched out his hand, touched him, and said to him, "I do will it, be made clean." The leper was immediately made clean. The leper had also get it confirmed from the priest. But Jesus, who cleansed and freed the leper, now himself undergoes the pain as that of a leper. The gospel says it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places. Jesus now identifies himself with the isolation that the leper himself had undergone. Jesus now undergoes himself the staying away from the society that the leper had undergone. Yes, when one is faithful to a mission, one equates with its demands even to the point of being afflicted. When one is committed to a cause, one identifies totally with the cause, even to the point of death. Each of us is called with a specific mission and purpose in life. It requires a deep commitment. It requires an identification with the people and situation. It requires a complete giving of oneself to the cause and mission. Am I ready to embrace such dedication? St. Paul invites us to be imitators of Christ just as he imitated Christ. Let us seek to imitate Christ in his deep commitment and dedication. Let us seek to imitate Christ who came to bring healing to all in this world. Let us seek imitate Christ who shared in sufferings to bring redemption and joy. And our problems, small or grave, let us take to Jesus. His touch will surely transform us. But we should have the preparedness to meet him. Let us see the behavior of the man with leprosy. First, he pleaded on his knees, a sign of deep humiliation and earnest petition. Second, he said, "If you are willing." This was an acknowledgement of the almighty power of Jesus and an appeal to his benevolence and supplication to the will of God. Thirdly, he said, "Make me clean." The full faith in Jesus. Yes, we must know that Jesus is still touching our lives. It makes no difference who we are or what we have done. We are not so bad as to be beyond his glorious touch. Let us pray for this grace as we continue to take part in this Eucharistic celebration. May the Lord bless all of us in this regard. Amen.